Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we conclude the book of Daniel with chapter 12. Well, listen, the faith comes by hearing's reading of the 13 verses of Daniel chapter 12.
Daniel 12.
At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on this bank of the stream, and one on that bank of the stream. And someone said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream,
"How long shall it be till the end of these wonders?"
And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream. He raised his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it would be for a time, times, and half a time, and that when the shattering of the power of the holy people comes to an end, all these things would be finished. I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, "O my Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things?" He said,
"Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. And from the time that the regular burnt offering is taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1,335 days. But go your way till the end, and you shall rest and shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days."
Wow, I get pretty emotional when I heard that chapter. Before I look at my journals, I just want to go to what caused some emotion in my heart, the last few verses of this chapter. Verse 9, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those are wise shall understand." Yes, friend, the wicked shall act wickedly. That's how it is. That's how it's always been. That's how it will be to the end of the days. But we have the chance to understand. Those of us who are wise shall understand. And then jump down to that last verse, verse 13. He says to Daniel, "But go your way till the end, and you shall rest and shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days." Daniel has an allotted place at the end of the days. So do you and I. It is so powerful. We'll take a last look at those three journals I used through the book of Daniel, 1988, 2005, and 2012. In 1988, I wrote concerning Daniel 12. End time stuff even Daniel could not understand. But what I know is God is sovereign and will accomplish that which he pleases when he pleases. And that concludes my journal in 1988 on the book of Daniel. In 2005, I opened my journal by quoting verse 1. Everyone who is found written in the book will be rescued. Does this refer to the Lamb's Book of Life? Verse 2 predicts a resurrection. And then I wrote, those who win many to Jesus will shine like stars forever. And then I continued to write, at the end of time, knowledge will increase. Yes, with computers, the internet, etc., knowledge has increased, but not wisdom, which is the fear of God. Even Daniel couldn't understand, according to verse 8, and was not given a complete explanation. And at the end, the wicked won't get it, but those who have insight will, according to verse 10. Verse 13 again describes resurrection. You will enter into a rest and rise again for your allotted portion at the end of the age. That is our hope. We may not understand it all, but we will rise again and receive our reward. Amen. Hallelujah. And that ends my journals on Daniel in 2005. Let's go to 2012. After reading Daniel 12 in 2012, I wrote, Michael, does he have charge over Israel? Is he the great protector of the nation? Does the U.S. have an angelic protector? And I was referring to verse 1. Daniel hears about the resurrection of the dead, the rapture, according to verse 2. With air and car travel, we certainly run to and fro today, and knowledge with computers and internet is on overload. And I was referring to verse 4. And then I continued to write, there will be a shattering of the power of the holy people, so God's people will suffer. Verse 7. And I continued to write, details of the end time are sealed, according to verse 9, so we don't know. And I finished with this, wickedness will grow, but so will wisdom for the wise, those who purify themselves. And that ends my journal entries on the book of Daniel in 2012. Trouble is coming. We know that. Verse 1 of chapter 12 tells us that. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But, and there's another one of those great buts in Scripture, but at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. Let's go back to chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The courts sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I can't help believe that that is the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name in there? The books were opened. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book shall be delivered. And chapter 12, verse 2 tells us about the resurrection. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel sees the rapture. He sees the resurrection. Who will go to everlasting life? Those whose names are written in the book of life. And as this chapter is exciting me, maybe it's exciting you. Don't go alone. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. You can turn people to righteousness by sharing chapters like this, by sharing the gospel message with those around you, making sure those people are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When will these things be? How will these things unfold? We don't know. Daniel had visions from the Lord. He spoke to Gabriel and Michael, and he says, I did not understand, in verse 8. Do I expect to understand the end times? No. Do I need to? No. What I need to understand is the next verse. Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Those who think they know don't know. Those who have proclaimed that they know have all been wrong. The words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. But what am I to do? I'm to do what Daniel was instructed to do in the last verse of this book. Verse 13, but go your way to the end, and you shall rest and shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days. Hallelujah. I don't care how we get there. I don't care when we get there. I just want to be standing in my allotted place when it all ends. The application is clear out of Daniel chapter 12, and that is your name needs to be found in the book. If you're sure your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, shout the hallelujah and look forward to the end, either the end of the world or your own personal end. It's all going to end, but we have a promise of deliverance here in Daniel and in many other parts of Scripture. But if you are unsure, you're not sure your name's in that book, then contact the Ezra Project. Go to our website, EzraProject.net. Let us know. We'll pray for you. We'll lead you through the plan of salvation. We will do all we can to ensure that your name is found in the book. Praise God for the book of Daniel. Father, we learn from this book that you are sovereign over history and empires. You set up and remove kings as you please. We've learned that you can reveal exactly what you're going to do through your prophets. You have and you will. No surprises to those who are wise and understand because we spend time in your word. And we've learned, as we always learn in your word, that you will deliver those who love you, who have committed to you, who've given their lives to you. And we've learned there's everlasting life, some with you in heaven, and some in shame and everlasting contempt. It's our choice, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for providing the way of escape that we may be able to endure. May we accept the free gift of eternal life paid by you on the cross for our sins. By doing so, you write our names in that book of life. And Lord, save me a place where I can rest and stand in my allotted place at the throne room of God. Hallelujah. Amen.